The 2020 census count is set to end September 30th, a month earlier than originally planned. That's left census workers and advocates hurrying to get as many households to respond as possible, especially in communities that have been historically undercounted. KMEW's Nadia Foe reports on some of the barriers preventing an accurate census count.
Kansas is near the top of all states in terms of this year's census. Almost 97% of households have been counted. More than two-thirds of all households chose to self-respond, either by mail, phone, or online. That's the good news. Zoom in a little, though, and it's a different picture. In Wichita, the response rates in some neighborhoods haven't cracked 50%, and time is running out to change that. That's why advocates with the city and groups like the Complete Count Committee are specifically targeting areas with low response rates, areas like the 67204 zip code in North Wichita.
This is a very multicultural community. It's very rich. There's Hispanics, there's Native Americans, there's Asians. So it's just a big multicultural area.
Ana Lopez is a community service representative for the city of Wichita, working out of the Evergreen Neighborhood Resource Center on 25th in Arkansas. Nearby is a Grace Med clinic and several public schools, all of which receive funding based on the census.
These are all different entities that could severely suffer if people don't respond to the census.
The census is basically a federally mandated headcount of anyone living in the U.S. at a certain point in time. And that count impacts everything from how many congressional representatives and electoral college votes a state has to how much a community receives in funding for roads, schools, and social programs. Being undercounted means communities can be underfunded and underserved. For every household that doesn't respond, Wichita loses an estimated $54,000 in funding over the next decade. Total response rates in the area surrounding Evergreen ranged between 52% and 62% as of September 13th.
You know, those census tracts are highly populated by the Hispanic and Latino community, and that is one of the communities that is likely to be very low in the response rate.
So Lopez and other census partners are getting creative.
Hola. Una pregunta. ¿Ya llenaste tu censo?
On one hot Saturday afternoon in August, census workers and volunteers are hanging out in the parking lot outside Juarez Bakery near 11th and Waco. A plate of pastel-colored pastries sits on a table surrounded by free books and face masks.
We're using the pan dulce or the sweet Mexican bread to kind of incentivize.
Monique Garcia is with the Kansas Health Foundation, which is working with the U.S. Census Bureau and local organizations to get the word out about the importance of the census. She and others are here today to catch people on their way to the bakery and ask whether they've filled out their census. And if they haven't, there's a worker on site who can help them using a secure iPad.
So we're ready to get people to fill it out right then and there, because we don't know when they leave if they're going to be able to, you know, call or do it online. So we're like, let's make it easy. We'll do it right here. You know, 10 questions, 10 minutes, next 10 years.
If it's hard to get people to take the time to fill out their census in a normal year, getting them to do it in the middle of a pandemic is especially difficult.
October 31st was the extended deadline based on the pandemic. And so for that to be crunched back to September 30th, that makes it hard, because that definitely affects a lot of the hard-to-count communities, the low-income communities who, you know, these folks are trying to stay alive. They're trying to work and, you know, put food on the table and have their utilities paid on time. And, you know, the census questionnaire is likely, understandably, probably low on their list.
Not only has the pandemic complicated efforts, but a proposed citizenship question on the census has created confusion and fear among residents who are undocumented or live in a mixed status household. Janet Johnson serves on the Wichita Sedgwick County Complete Count Committee. She stresses that the 2020 census does not ask about a person's citizenship status.
Participants don't need to be worried about that. Law enforcement does not have access to the information and won't have access for 72 years. There's really no need to be afraid. There's nothing to be fearful of.
We've been using the two words in Spanish, todos cuentan, which means everybody counts. So we just want to inform folks and remove any kind of barriers so they're able to fill out the census and remove fear, because there's a lot of fear. They're still fearful that, you know, perhaps ICE can come and, you know where they live and come and deport them, and we say, no, it's confidential.
But that lingering fear could once again mean entire communities are underrepresented for the next 10 years. For KMUW News, I'm Nadia Foe.